My name's Alice, and I am one of the two Europe managers for the Edinburgh International Book Festival. We are really a behind-the-scenes place. We are where the authors come to check in, where they spend their time, where they can relax and meet other authors and meet the people that they will be doing their events with. And it's quite secret because it's hidden in a corner and kept away from the public. So it's really like a little charmed space in the sort of bustle of the book festival. And the yurt itself is a Tibetan kind of model of tent, and they're usually made of goat skin, but ours is not. It's made of canvas. And it's specially created for us and brought up every year. It's actually three small tents sewn together to make one super tent for all the authors to hide away in. So it looks very different from the rest of the book festival as well. And inside, it's got beautiful rugs on the floor and sort of a quiet area where authors can prep. It's also got things like computers for them to look at, and we do give them tea and coffee to make sure that they are happy before they go on. There's actually over 1,000 people come through our doors just in the yurt, and so we are very busy with sort of the day-to-day running, which would include putting food out, but also we're very busy with making sure that everyone gets to know each other. And there are some authors, of course, who when they come through the door, you get incredibly starstruck. And of course, it's your job not to, but I still find myself falling over my feet when someone like Margaret Atwood comes in. We had Salman Rushdie one year, and actually a couple of years ago, Gordon Brown came to open the festival, and I made a big mistake by offering him a name badge, and then had to take it back when I realised probably most people would know who he was. And this year, I'm actually probably going to fall over my feet for one particular author, a debut author. Her name's Amy Sackville, and she's written a book called The Still Point, which is an amazing narrative which takes place at either ends of the sort of earth spectrum and weather spectrum, with one warm midsummer day in England and a year of polar investigation which ends tragically. It's an incredibly beautiful book, and she will be coming along with sort of 40 other authors as part of our Readers' Book Award. And the Readers' Book Award is an award for a new debut author who's just come to the festival for the first time, and it's a debut author in English language. So often these could be people from overseas who have 3 or 4 books published, but this is their first translation into English. And at each event, the audience will be given voting cards, and they can vote for the author that they like the best, and they will be the recipient of the Readers' Book Award. There's also going to be one lucky public winner who voted for the winning author, and they will receive signed copies of each of the shortlist, and receive one of their books each. So it's pretty exciting. And although I don't imagine that many people will make it to all 40, I'd hope that people would feel inspired to go to more than one. And probably something else that I'm going to try and sneak away to is the Unbound events in the Spiegel tent, which are a new strand of the programme this year, and which are a drop-in free but ticketed event, and they cover all sorts of people doing all sorts of things, from readings to comedy to a bit of music, in a really informal setting. So it's a way to see authors who you might have read their books in a completely different light. And we're hoping it has a more kind of speakeasy, laid-back feel than the more formal events that we also do. And that's about it. And tomorrow I will be moving into site and doing all sorts of glamorous things like scrubbing fridges and just sort of waiting for all the lovely authors to pour through the door on Saturday morning. I think we think we're ready every year, but every year the quantity and quality of them continue to surprise and amaze us. So I'm very excited to be back at the Book Festival this year.